Faye Jackson. Light-skinned, sweet-voiced girl from the Virgin Islands. I think I could have had sex with her before I left. You couldn't tell about the girls from the Virgin Islands. I knew three. Faye and her sister and another girl named Darlene. They all swung their hips when they walked and filled my head with fantasies. I decided to have a fantasy about Faye. Floop! Somebody in the squad set off a flare. We were all exposed. For a moment, we all watched it in fascination. Then Monaco started yelling, right side, blow the mines! No, no! Sergeant Simpson jumped up and started waving his hands. I looked at where I had put the claymores and saw a figure moving away from it.
He turned it!
The claymore went off, and we all hit the dirt. I could hear bullets whining by me. I stuck my head up and saw a tracer come at me. I dug down again. Pee-wee was firing. I could hear the 60. I stuck my head up again and the tracers kept coming at me. I dug down again. I couldn't believe I wasn't hit. Pee-wee took the launcher from me and was firing it, snatching grenades from my rucksack and off my suspenders. I shook my head trying to clear it. I put my head up again and the tracers were headed toward the center of the squad, but they were high. They had looked like they were coming toward me, but they were high. There were dozens of muzzle blasts, more than I had ever seen before. It looked like a whole company. We were outnumbered. My stomach cramped and my mouth went dry. I got Pee-wee's 16 and started firing. Pee-wee had his pistol out. He let off a shot near my head that burned my ear and made my whole head ring. We fired and fired. I couldn't see a thing except an occasional muzzle blast. And they seemed to be moving away.
Move it out! Move it out!
Sergeant Simpson was crawling along the ground. We started crawling after him.
Go through the paddy,
Lieutenant Gearhart said hoarsely.
Hell no,
Sergeant Simpson answered. We followed Sergeant Simpson until we hit the wood line. He took the starlight from Gearhart and looked back toward the paddies. Then he signaled us to follow him. It was a good 20 minutes to the pickup zone if we were fast. We were fast. Brunner called in the pickup chopper and we waited and prayed. We didn't hear anything. Then we heard small arms fire to our left.
They hearing noises in the dark,
Sergeant Simpson said. We waited. It started to rain. I thanked God for the rain. The moon drifted in and out of the clouds. I thought that maybe the Kongs wouldn't look for us. The rain dripped down from the branches above us. I was cold. My knee ached. I was scared. A half hour passed and no chopper. We heard mortar rounds going off. They seemed close. We all held our breaths, but they landed off from us. The Kongs didn't know where we were. They were throwing mortars into the field behind us.